Help me on this car tabs thing, because as I recall, a while back, the state increased what it cost you for your license tab and registration. And like an old jalopy, that you couldn't give away, they'd say, oh, it's worth $20,000, and you'd have to pay more. Are they trying to raise it again?
A couple of things on that. So back in 2023-24, when Democrats had full control of state government, they changed the depreciation schedule. So you talk about that old jalopy. Apparently, it doesn't lose the value, according to the DMV here in Minnesota, like it did before. But so the car tab fees are more expensive. Something that did make the news this week was in a committee hearing, there was a Democrat representative that said, you know, maybe she'll do an amendment to quintuple the car tab fees. That means five times what they are now. She did not offer the amendment, but saying that, you know where they're thinking. All they want to do is raise taxes and fees on Minnesotans. The only thing saving us right now is the fact that we have a tie in the House. And raising taxes and fees on Minnesotans is a non-starter for House Republicans.
I know we got to go to lightning round here because you're a busy woman this morning trying to save Minnesota from itself. So I'll go to a couple of these. What's the deal with this bill that allocates $40 million for rental assistance for, get ready for it, illegal immigrants?
That is the rental assistance. It was heard and passed in the Senate. It's not just illegal immigrants, but it was rental assistance for those that can't pay their rent because of the metro surge, federal immigration push here. People chose not to go to work.
Wow.
So, again, tie in the House, Scott. It's a non-starter for House Republicans. That bill is dead on arrival.
I hope so. And again, just think of what they're trying to do. So remember that when you're voting for governor, remember when you're voting for any legislative position. My mission in Minnesota is that Rob Kubiak goes back to being a weather guy, because he did what he did on paid family leave. Could have actually pumped the brakes on it at a minimum to say, let's get this right before we do it, or kill it altogether. And now businesses are coming out of the woodwork saying this is hurting big time. Are they not, Lisa?
Yeah, and he's a deciding vote on all of that. He literally was the deciding vote on those things, not allowing changes on paid family leave, a deciding vote on this rental assistance. And so is that really what that area of our state needs? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. One other question. Mike Lindell was on with us, I think, last week. And as I recall, he said something about, you know, the fraud problem belongs on Lisa Damus's shoulders as much as anybody, because she was in a position of power in Minnesota. What do you say about that?
So I was first elected to the legislature in 2019. My first year in the legislature, I carried a bill that would have had an internal control of daily attendance in child care settings that were getting the CCAP, or the Child Care Assistance Program, dollars. The Democrats were in the majority. I was in the minority for 6 years, and they wouldn't have anything to do with it. They would not take it serious. The way and the ability that I had, as soon as I flipped the House into a tie, ending the Democrat trifecta in the 2024 election, immediately when I became Speaker and had an ability to make changes, I established the Fraud Prevention and Agency Oversight Committee. Shining a light on fraud, making sure that people knew, and putting in preventions as much as we can, even in a tie. So I have not been part of the problem. I am definitely part of the solution. That is why I'm the best candidate for governor, Scott, that can actually beat Amy Klobuchar. I know what is going on here in Minnesota and how best to make changes. The Damuth-Wilson ticket is the one that people want to watch, because we will be able to get ready to go day one here in the state of Minnesota.
Well, day one, there shouldn't be
taxes. Yeah. Protecting taxes, improving education, and ending fraud. We are ready to go day one.
I was just going to say, by day one, it shouldn't be necessary, because Tim Walz is going to transform HHS now. I don't know if you saw that, but after
he's going to end some of the managed care that has done a little bit where they've noticed fraud. He's just going to go ahead and move everything in to the agency that has had the worst fraud in history.
Yeah, the arsonist is now trying to put out the fire. This is priceless. All right, Lisa, appreciate the time. I know it's a busy time down there. We'll see you soon.
Yep. Thank you.